For most of us, it's been a situation of binge watching and binging in front of the TV. You're binging on Netflix, you're binging on this, you're binging on that. And of course, I'm not very much of a TV guy. There's certain things I would enjoy on TV and I'd love watching it. I've been watching the Glee Club thing because I think there are a number of very good lessons for young people on that particular series, and I've been watching that. We also watched Amsterdam 2 or something like that, or Amsterdam. Like I said, I'm not very, very, very keen on sitting in front of the TV. I'd rather be happy in the kitchen, or I'd rather be happy outside in the garden. But one of the two movies that I really did watch, and or that I had watched, is Kissing Booth 1 and Kissing Booth 2. Now, at my age, somebody's going to say, and Glynis has also watched both of us, so I don't feel that bad. So somebody said to me, you know, at your age, you should, it's more sort of a teenage movie and a younger movie. But I thought to myself, this was such a lovely movie, and it was actually made and shot in Cape Town and in and around Cape Town. And this morning we are chatting to Camilla Wolfson, and Camilla is the leading star in this particular movie. Camilla, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
If you know my family, they will tell you that for him to have sat through the first movie as well as the second movie is quite an achievement. So it's been a fantastic movie. I've enjoyed both of them, and it must have been an incredible experience for you.
It was. I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed both of them so much. I was such a fan of the film, so when I got to step in for the second one, I was thrilled. It was such a great experience. It was amazing that it was filmed on you know, South African soil. It was also a little bit was filmed in Durban too, where I'm from. So it was great. It was such a great experience. I got to work with so many amazing people, both international and local. Yeah.
Mm. And talk to us about the experience of filming at UCT, because I know that you studied at UCT, you got your master's at UCT, and I looked at the film and I said, I know that because that's that road that goes past Gordon's Bay, and I know that because that's Camps Bay and that's going through Chapman's Peak, and I know that because that's the convention center. That must have been such an awesome experience, you know, filming in Cape Town.
Yes, I did my honors at UCT, not my master's, but it was great because we filmed right outside the department where I studied, and we filmed on the athletic field too. So on our time off, on our breaks, I kind of go wandering around the campus and check in with my old lecturers and some of the people that were still there. So that was cool too. It's nice when you can watch a film back or any film that's shot in South Africa and you recognize Table Mountain or Chapman's Peak or the particular roads that you're on. And they make it look exactly like California or LA. I mean, it's amazing what these guys, these location scouts can do. They can turn any location into an exotic destination. It's incredible.
Chatting to Camilla Wolfson this morning, actress, and she's out in Durban, but this morning we're chatting to her about Kissing Booth 2. She is the main character, main female lead in that particular movie. And as I said, I've sat through both of them. I've really, really enjoyed both of them. It's such a thrill to watch them. Camilla, talk to us about your experience with the rest of the cast on this movie set.
Well, I only stepped in for the second film, and I was a little bit nervous because everyone had worked together on the first film already. So I was like, oh, everyone already has their friend groups and their cliques. And I was a bit nervous stepping into the shoes of a character who was so well-loved. But really, from the first day, I felt so at home. I felt so comfortable. Everyone made me feel like I had been with them forever. And I think that really reflects in the film if you watch it. The chemistry between all the actors and the friendships that we have really reflects in the vibe and the atmosphere in the film. So people, you know, if people think that it's just boring behind the scenes was as much fun and as entertaining as the stuff that you see on camera.
Mm. For people who haven't seen the movie, what is the main storyline of the movie?
So it basically follows the story of L. Evans, and she is a young, independent girl who is trying to figure out where she fits into the world, and she's at a very critical stage in her life. She's about 18. She needs to make big decisions about who she wants to be as a woman, what she wants to be when she grows up. There's all these complicated relationships in her life, her friendships, her boyfriend, her parents, and it basically follows all her decision-making, all her ups and downs, and it's a coming-of-age film that reflects that stage of our life that we all went through. And it's just, it's nostalgic for those who have been through it. It's great for kids who are going through it now. It just basically reflects the normal teenage problems, which seem so big at the time, but looking back can be so insignificant. She's relatable. Everyone watching the film can relate to Elle, or at least one of the other characters in the film. Mm.
It must have been incredible, but you know, coming back to the serious side of it, you did your honors at UCT, as you said, and you must have watched and looked at the sort of movie circuit and said to yourself, I would like to aspire to be, not to be like we all aspire to be who we are, but there must be some people in the movie industry that you've actually sort of drawn your influences from. Who have you drawn a lot of your influence from?
I'd have to say that it definitely depends on the projects that I'm taking on, because all of them are so genre specific that you kind of attach yourself to someone who influences that particular genre. But you know, I find that especially with actors, people have role models who are much older. You know, you hear the typical Meryl Streep, Leonardo DiCaprio, and those actors are great. And of course, I idolize and look up to them. But the people who I find the most inspirational are people who are young actors and actresses who are either my age or younger than me, who are doing great things regardless of their age. I mean, one of my favorite young actors would probably be Sydney Sweeney. She did Handmaid's Tale. She did Euphoria. All of her characters are so different. I love the way that she works. We work similarly in the sense that we'd like to do a lot of writing and a lot of character research, and we use a lot of different influences to make a character. So I rather draw all my inspiration from people, my contemporaries, my age. I'll never be competing with Meryl Streep for a role. She's in a completely different category. So although I'm inspired by her and her journey, I'd have to say my projects are more inspired by other people who are my age in the industry and who are doing so well for themselves.
And as one would ask any battling actor and actress out there, Camilla, where to from here?
I'm sure everyone knows that. It's a little bit of a tricky situation because all of the projects that I had lined up for the year are now on hold, obviously due to Corona and other complications. I know that I'm not alone, but I think I'm just trying to keep myself motivated and inspired and excited for what's around the corner, because I'm sure once this all is over, it's like full speed ahead. So I'm enjoying the pause and the reflection, and I'm using it to really reflect on the kind of path that I want to create as an artist and as an actress and the roles that I want to take on, because usually in the thick of it, you get sent so many auditions and self-tapes. You don't really have time to think about the project, and if it's really what you want to do, you kind of just have to get your auditions out so quickly. And it's great because now I have this time to reflect on what it is I really want to do, so that when things start up again, I've got such a clear vision and focus going forward.